All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. We have some breaking news. J.J. Abrams will be returning to the Star Wars franchise. Mike, what is your viewpoint?
I'm not as hard on Force Awakens as a lot of people are. I kind of see it for what it is. I'd be interested to see what episode 8 looks like, and then after that, understand why the hell they would go back to J.J. That's all it is. It's all about money.
Jay.
I don't know, man.
You know, James, just say it.
I don't know, man.
I think you may have mentioned it before in one of the previous podcasts, Barry. I'm starting to get franchise fatigue. It's starting to wear on me. The Force Awakens and then Rogue One.
Avengers is going to be awesome.
See, Avengers is different.
No, he's talking about Star Wars franchise. They're doing Star Wars movies every year going forward indefinitely at this point, is what Disney basically said.
Yeah, because
if you get that Obi-Wan movie, which is probably in between the Han Solo movie comes out next year,
I got faith that sounds going to be pretty good.
No, I have no faith.
Only because Ron Howard's directing it now.
Ron Howard's been a little hit and miss. I think the last Ron Howard movie I liked was Rush.
Man, I don't know. James. JJ, bringing him back, I understand what Mike's saying, that it was a business decision, but God damn it, sometimes, you know, you gotta learn from your mistakes, man.
But remember, Jay, they don't view Force Awakens as a mistake. They view that as a successful business move. And there's probably enough issues that happened with 8 that they said, all right, we need to go back to JJ.
If that's the case, that doesn't bode well for 8 at all.
Well, no. I know it doesn't bode well, but yeah, 8's gonna make money because of Star Wars, but I got a feeling that there's probably some disconnect or some differences in opinion on how that movie should go. Behind closed doors, then you say, let's get JJ back in here and fix it for the last one. Because remember, this is their new trilogy.
And it's garbage.
Matt, J.J. Abrams is turning to Star Wars. Your thoughts?
He might do a good job, but I'm more concerned about the plot. Will there be another planet that shoots a ray that destroys other planets? Or what?
I'm almost positive is going to be 5 planets that shoots a beam that.
What?
And then he blows up other planets. This is J.J. Abrams, dude. He's got to go bigger. Like,
so basically, he's going to have Unicron.
He doesn't have an original idea. All right. So because he can't, doesn't have an original
all
idea.
All I can say is that J.J. Abrams destroyed the Klingons.
The Klingons.
And the Klingons look like punks now.
Oh, he might do something with the Wookiees.
I was going to say, if they're mirroring the first franchise, the first trilogy, then
they're going to attack the
Ewoks, some Wookiees. There'll probably be a forest planet and some other crap going on in the third one. And somebody's going to find out that somebody's father or whatever. So
here's the interesting thing. J.J. doesn't like Return of the Jedi. So he might try to fix it.
You mean like J.J. Abrams didn't like Star Trek?
Whoa.
J.J. Abrams hated Star Trek.
Hold on.
And he destroyed it.
JJ only likes the first 2 Star Wars movies. He doesn't like Return of the Jedi. He likes the original trilogy. Fuck. He thinks Return of the Jedi is the weakest one.
What? Okay, he lost all credibility.
No, a lot of people don't like the Ewoks, though. The Ewoks, a lot of people didn't like. I love them.
Man, put the Ewoks on the goddamn equation. That's not a bad movie, man.
Right. I'm just saying, man, people got pissed off when the Ewoks popped up and started beating up stormtroopers. That was amazing, yo. Ewoks just beat the shit out of people. Was it teddy bears?
Some intergalactic terrorist-ass Care Bears. I'm with it.
That is just badass, yo. I'm almost positive it'd be something similar, except for might be frogs or something. It's J.J. Abrams, dude. He'll throw some twist in it. He already replaced R2-D2.
He talked shit about the fucking lightsaber battles. I'm like, are you serious?
He talked shit about him. He didn't like him. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding.
Yes.
He hated the lightsaber scenes, fight scenes.
Force Awakens or in the original?
The new trilogy.
1, 2, and 3?
Yep.
The fuck?
J.J. Abrams destroyed the greatest villain in Star Trek history. And turned into a little punk. And that's the Beast Game Podcast. Yeah,
come on. I don't even know how he could have done that. You got a genetically engineered superhuman. What the fuck? Let's move on. Like, all right. This is about Star Wars.
I'm tired of it, yo. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him, all right? I didn't watch Lost. Bay,
there'll be more explosions.
I didn't watch. No, it'd be lens flares, you know? Lots of lens flares. Lens flares everywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah. He did use lens flares when the planet shot the beam and stuff. And then the beam traveled and shot other planets. And then, like, from another planet in a whole other star system, they saw this happen. And, like, yeah, I'm done.
I hate J.J. Abrams and his writing team because everyone's going to stand just keep talking to you.
Well, he's writing episode 9 with the guy who wrote Justice League.
I'll hold judgment until I see Justice League.
I want to say the same person wrote Batman vs. Superman.
Have any faith in that.
Well, no, okay. You know what? You're going to groan and probably yell at me. I did not have a problem with the writing with Batman vs. Superman.
I thought it was the extended version better.
You see the whole thing. I see what they did. It's just that the execution wasn't up to par.
Could have been a lot better.
But
they just put out the extended version and the movie would have been fine.
Agreed. JJ don't like Ewoks. He likes the original lightsaber fight scenes. The reason that they filmed it so slowly because props will break if they swung it too hard. JJ liked that.
Well, that explains why everything was so slow in Force Awakens.
Yeah, because I was getting kind of pissed off about that. I'm like, come on, man. It's like, Mike, you and I have done our battles way faster than what they did in the fucking movie.
Practice. Right.
And I wonder if they're going to have another guy with another lightsaber. I wonder what that lightsaber is going to do.
When the lightsaber had the hilt?
It made no sense at all. Like, I remember dudes trying to defend it. I'm like, there's no reason for that. It makes no sense. Oh, it's amazing. I'm like, why the fuck does that thing have a hilt? What's the point? What does it need a cross guard for?
Just something different. It's supposed to be cool. Only thing I'm concerned about is who's Rey's parents and who the fuck is Snoke. That'll determine whether or not I'm even going to see episode 9.
JJ don't know. He put stuff in there. He just says it's going to be cool.
But
they'll make it up as they go along.
No. Like I said, depending on what happens in 8, will honestly determine if I even go see 9. Or if I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm not even going to waste my time with this crap.
I'm only watching for Luke Skywalker.
I still think he's turned to the dark side.
That's the only thing I'll say in the movie,
that, in my opinion. The only thing. I mean, if he dies passing on his legacy to that non-acting Rey, I'm like, oh God.
She just has the Force in her. Okay.
Why should be Obi-Wan's daughter or some crazy shit like that?
Okay, it's either Obi-Wan or it's the Emperor. One of the two.
A clone of the Emperor would be cool. Only she would have to be like 30-something years old, right? Because it's 30 years later, right? Or 40 years.
Something like that.
It's still stupid. So, the whole thing is stupid.
His theory is that she's actually the daughter of the Emperor, and that's why she got hid away in the planet, so nobody would know.
It's completely unnecessary. It's completely unnecessary for this whole trilogy. Disney just taking money and throwing it at stuff and like, oh, well, we bought Star Wars. Let's make a whole bunch more. Like, I'm tired of it. I don't want to see any more, you know? All right? Revenge of the Sith, great movie. Those other two movies, garbage. No more movies. No more. I hate you!
Pretty much.
Come on. How are you not going to like the Revenge of the Sith fight scene between him and Obi-Wan, man?
That shit was pretty fucking epic.
That's sick.
Shit was fucking badass.
Maul, Obi-Wan, and Qui-Gon Jinn.
Fucking Yoda taking on the Emperor. That shit was...
I'm like, come on. Like I said, he loses all credibility.
Like, you got these two old guys fighting in a damn city. He's like throwing the whole fucking building at each other. I'm like, I fucking love that shit. You got this shit. Then you go from that to you go to these little idiots fighting in the wood. And your boy, what's his name? Carlo Ren. How the fuck can he not just skewer that boy?
He should have skewered both of them.
What the fuck, yo? What
I've ever seen in my life, man.
Oh, God. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be a train wreck. James, you're going to watch it with me, yo. It's going to be great. James's face. Oh, when he saw fight with the lightsabers, he was just like, what the fuck? He had this sick look in his eye. Oh, he just sat forward, leaned forward. He's like, all right, now time to study what these people are going to do. Are their forms correct? And it was like, no. Are they swinging the lightsabers with intent? No. It's
like, what the fuck? Yeah, I was mad as shit, though. I was.
It's like, oh,
I did
God.
Sit up. I was on the edge of my seat. Like, all right, let's see what's going on. I was like, what the
fuck? I just started laughing. It was terrible. Oh, God. They just started swinging and flailing. I'm just like, what the fuck? And then what was that shit? And what black guy? What was his name?
Finn.
Scooter? Oh, Finn. Okay. Why the fuck did I think his name was Scooter?
Huh. What?
I don't know why I got the name Scooter for some.
I have no idea. I don't even see how you get Finn out of Scooter.
One too many falls.
Or Scooter out of Finn, or whatever.
I think they're going to do something else with your boy's character.
Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac's character. What was his name?
Poe Dameron.
That's it, yeah. It is bad, man. I'm a fucking Star Wars fan. I don't know half these assholes in this new trilogy. Oh my God, it's going to be a train wreck and it's going to be great. Oh God. It's going to make a lot of money though.
A shit ton of money. A
shitload of money.
Star Wars movies always make money, so.
That's what they're banking on. They don't care
really about it. Money don't mean it's good, though. That's what I'm saying.
Rogue One was supposed to redeem the whole franchise, in my opinion.
The only thing that Rogue One did was the last fucking 15 minutes, so.
Yeah, and which means Darth Vader needs his own damn movie, like, right now. Like, I prefer that rather than the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie.
Nah, they should have gone with the Boba Fett movie by now, yeah. But.
Yeah, so apparently, like, someone.
Oh, Mandalorians are like, non-existent.
They're not mentioned in the trilogy, so they don't exist.
I think the only reason I go to Obi-Wan Kenobi movie if they do it is if Ewan McGregor comes back.
Did you say Mandalorians or Mandalorians?
He played the role again. He said he actually
Mandalorians.
What about the Mandalorians? Did Ewan
McGregor say he'd come back for it? Or?
Yeah, he said in an interview. He was like, he'd actually like to play the role again.
All right.
If they get him, I'll watch that shit.
Yeah, I'll watch it too.
Yeah.
He actually knows how to fight, so he'd be about the right age, I think.
J.J. Abrams destroys Star Trek. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
He said it like six times.
He did, man. That goddamn Into Darkness was terrible, man. Good God.
He destroyed everything, man.
I don't understand. How come the Marvel Cinematic can run so flawlessly, and yet this Star Wars side, which practically writes its fucking self, like, how the fuck can they fuck that up?
Because Kevin Feige rules the Marvel side with an iron fist to make sure that everything stays according to plan. Very hands-on about everything. It has a plan mapped out. Kathleen Kennedy, she doesn't have anything fucking mapped out for Star Wars. It's like, look, we just need to make some money. How are we going to do this to where we could build a theme park around it and some more? Okay, let's go. Do it. Yeah. Last time they did an interview with Feige, if I'm not mistaken, I think he said they have a film slate planned out through like 2024. They just haven't announced what all everything is yet. Real skeptical on Captain Marvel, and then they announced that the Skrulls are going to be the villain. And I was like, oh, I'm all in. Let's go.
Skeptical about that because I haven't seen Brie Larson working out, kind of getting ready for the role. And I'm feeling good about the new Deadpool movie because I see Josh Brolin putting in the work. Kind of see all the other actors saying, oh, I'm about to do this Marvel movie. And
when is Captain Marvel?
No, I thought it was 2019, right before Avengers Infinity War 2. Next year is Black Panther, Infinity War, and then Ant-Man and Wasp.
Okay.
They might have added Spider-Man sequel, but I think that's 2019 as well now.
That Ant-Man and Wasp is going to be good stuff. They even did Ant-Man.
And that shit was good.
Guardian of the fucking Galaxy, a goddamn talking tree and a raccoon, and they can't do shit. Goddamn. Oh, what the fuck? And I agree with you, man. Kathleen Kennedy, she might be this big high power producer, but she is fucking sucking at that shit. George Lucas is right. Which is interesting because he owns half of Disney, so it's kind of weird, but whatever.
Yeah, but the problem with George Lucas is he doesn't care anymore. He's just like, I made my money off of it. I'm married. I'm living life, whatever. Do what you want to do.
And I'm happy for him. Live that life. You know? Gave him the blues about the Jar Jar Binks and shit. Whatever.
Misa's so prequels. Happy.
Whatever, man. Revenge of the Sith, he redeemed himself, I think. That shit was fucking beautiful.
I thought he showed up for like one scene. He
redeemed the whole first three, though. Like I said, Phantom Menace, I can literally skip to the end. I don't even need to see the rest of it. Just give me straight to Maul's fight scene. Attack of the Clones, I don't even have to watch that bullshit for real. Except for Yoda and Dooku, I watched that.
Yeah, I think that was the only
good. Just give me the side of Revenge of the Sith.
I can watch all of Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, I can hit play on that and I'm good.
Attack of the Clones, I like.
I mean, his acting was bad, but...
His directing for acting and stuff has always been pretty bad. Lucas is interesting because he had a plan mapped out for the whole story, and he was trying to tell like this deep political plot line and stuff about what was going on and everything, and nobody was trying to look at that.
Well, Star Wars is actually deep as fuck. Really, really.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree. And he also kept trying to do throwback Easter eggs in it and stuff, and it just wasn't working. But so much of the stuff that he did in the first trilogies, because he didn't have the technology or the money to do it, worked out so well. He tried to fix it and redo it, tried to like one up it in the next film, and that didn't work out. By the end, he was just going to finish up the story, and that worked out a lot better, and it told the story he needed to tell, because you understood exactly why the fuck that dude was full of hate and rage. God damn, cut his legs and arms off and left him to burn.
I mean, no, he cut his own legs and arm off because it's stupidity. He's blinded by the dark
side. I'm just saying, I was in the theater and he was like, don't do it. I got the high ground. Everybody's like, what the fuck does that mean? And the dude jumped and it was like,
oh, I knew exactly shit. What it meant.
I was like, oh, shit.
Mike, see, no damn well, you knew what it meant.
Go ahead and be dumb.
I thought he was just going to get stabbed in the stomach or something. Yo, man, no. That dude cut his legs and arms off. Yo, I left him exactly on the damn side. I'm like,
about to fuck him up.
Just heard the, ooh. He's just laying there like, oh, fuck you.
I'm like, damn.
Then he caught fire and he walked away. I'm like, oh, shit. That dude, man, he left in the burn, man. Edward came for him. He was pissed. He's like, fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Oh, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. Oh, fuck this. I'm just gonna cry and fuck somebody up.
You'd be the same way. Somebody cut your legs off, left you to burn. Like,
damn. Left you to burn and walked away.
Right. Hey, say hey, bro. You all right?
Hey, man, you need a spore? The fuck, man? You about that shit get infected, dude.
He could have just finished him off or something, yo. I loved you. Goodbye. He just turned and walked out. I'm like, God damn. Exit stage right. He did took his shit. He took his lightsaber, too. I'll be taking this.
Fucking crippled his ass and robbed him at the same damn time and shit.
Man took his girl.
OG Juan Kenobi.
And he just took her and rolled out. Gone. Didn't see him again until later. So then I watched episode 4 and you're like, I sent you. I'm about to fuck you up. You motherfucker.